Joining me tonight is going to be a lot. I'm going to have to move and move fast. Tonight, we're going to be joined by Colonel John Mills with a quick update. Ooh, that's hot. A quick update on the Biden crime family and China. Attorney Tom Renz will join us. Dr. Carrie Madej, and she'll be bringing a special guest with her as well. And Wes Peters, and then Annie Cyrus. We have so much to get to, folks. We're going to just get right to it. Joining me now is Colonel John Mills. Colonel, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, always an honor as we witness unprecedented crime and corruption straight from the occupants of the White House of an unprecedented scale.
And that's why I called you, wanted to get you back on, because we're getting a lot of reports tonight. Here, if you go over to worldviewreport.com, folks, you'll find a lot of news stories. Look at these news stories I've linked just in the last few hours, okay? Here's the old stuff. You know, this is new right here, by the way. But here is the older stuff, okay? But up here is all this new stuff, okay? There's so much going on. And quickly, again, I do want to draw attention to this. This was my radio show slash TV show today. The coming North American courts, laws, tribunals, and military. And I explain how Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, went on Larry King, and I played the clip, saying, yes, we were working on and with George W. Bush on a North American Union, like a European Union, and yes, a currency down the line, like a euro down the line, down the line. That was then. Here we are now on the precipice of something. We're not sure. The FDIC is warning there could be bank runs and bail-ins. That'd be a great opportunity for a North American Union. And then I showed today some of the experts, so-called, pushing then, as they are today, for a North American parliament, courts, military. And then I went into great detail on how some of the George H. Bush folks back in the early 90s were pushing for a parliament to get rid of our Congress. Well, apparently they've switched horses, and now they're going to create a North American parliament. And yes, they openly write that it can supersede the North American courts, and the North American parliament could overrule the U.S. Supreme Court. This is where we're headed, which to me kind of sounds like Bible prophecy, the 10 horns or 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour give their authority and power to the beast. You divide the world into 10 regions, like the Club of Rome, like the United Nations has already done, like the European Union Commission has already done. So, folks, that's there on the website. Show that again. That's, you got to catch up. We don't have time to go through all that today. We've already done that earlier today. But on this website is this report right here, which I then sent on to Colonel Mills. I said, I got to get you back on this because this is a massive national security problem here. Hunter Biden's China-linked company paid $49,910 in rent, identical to amount Hunter Biden paid for Joe's house, where classified documents found, so it says the expense report. Breaking news, breaking article by Natalie Winters. I asked you to go over this one, Colonel, if you would, for us, and then one other as well who's writing on this that I sent you. And what did you find, Colonel?
Well, so it's clearly what's going on. When you want to launder money, there's always two main courses of action that are always good. Anything that's a cash-rich operation, whether it be gambling, state-sanctioned gambling, abortion, also, you know, legalized marijuana use. Anything that's high cash is always great laundering opportunity. The other one is real estate, and there's two components to that. It's the it's during the construction phase where there's all kinds of silly business you can pull off to launder money, but then also there's the transaction phase for purchases, acquisition, and leases. And so this lease that he was allowed to break, but he was also paid like $49,000 and some change, which matches an amount for the same residence where the documents were found. Yeah, that's clearly an inflated amount. The property is valuable, not a $49,000 a month valuable. It's more like about a $10,000 a month valuable. So clearly there is money laundering going on here. And so what we need to do, and anybody, any lawyer who lifted a finger on anything on behalf of the Bidens after this special counsel was called is now witness and or accessory to crime and cover up. So We clearly have a DOJ out of control. We have, I mean, Garland should be, essentially arresting people left and right. We have a lawyer with the Biden lawyers go over and look for documents. That's a crime. Special counsel has been declared. You're altering a crime, a potential crime scene. So this lease payment is clearly a thank you, a quid pro quo for something. It appears to have some now. You know, the Chinese Communist Party has, when it comes to the real estate aspect, they have perfected this art of laundering money in Vancouver, British Columbia, right above my home in Seattle, where I grew up, and then laundering it down the I-5 casinos on the tribal properties. Great, so you get a double laundering opportunity, but also the LA Basin. The CCP's fingerprints are all over this. Everybody who touched anything after declaration of a special counsel should be arrested. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Obviously, we need to deputize. Maybe there's a Delaware County has a constitutional sheriff who can be deputized on behalf of the House. The House needs to use their own police force, not shoot innocent people or smother innocent people gathered peacefully. They should use their police force to arrest and secure evidence. So this is totally out of control. Clearly an overpayment that is more than just a real estate payment. It is a thank you for something. So, this is nothing but grotesque fraud.
This is the kind of stuff that people should go to prison for, not just be booted out of office. We need people to prison. And I believe until people start going to prison, and in some of these cases, until they are put on trial and charged with treason and the necessary national security consequences, we will not restore trust in this central government. Again, I'm hearing from more and more people that are saying, I'm done. I am done. I'm sick and tired of this government picking and choosing what laws they follow. You know, why should we follow any of their rules? Why are we paying taxes? Why do we do anything we do if they're just going to, rape the treasury, break the law? You know, why are we continuing to pay them taxes as their slaves? I'm telling you,
Romans 13, we're supposed to submit to those appointed over us, but those appointed over us, they're doing whatever they want to do.
That's
If that's the case, well, we're going to do what we think is right and what is proper. But Garland, I will always call balls and strikes for it. He called a special counsel, but that's nanosecond. He called that special counsel. Anybody who touched anything should be arrested. Because now the legacy media, CNN's going, oh, well, the Biden lawyers went to look for classified documents. That's a crime now. That is a crime. They are altering the scene. The attorney general has already declared special counsel, investigator here. Anybody who touched anything, they can't say, well, I'm a lawyer. It doesn't matter. You just committed a crime.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring you on. National security expert Colonel John Mills served on the National Security Council for two presidents. He knows what he's talking about. And I think this is starting to reach treason at the very high level. Yes?
Totally out of control. We have a occupant of the White House, totally out of control. We got departments and agencies. Now, there are white hats. Everybody says, there's no white hats. Everybody's, no, there are. Believe me, there are. If it means we have to rally a group of dedicated FBI white hats and use the Marshals Service and deputize the Marshals Service to the subordinated now to the House of Representatives and use the Marshals Service to make these arrests. This is insanity. We're past a constitutional crisis. We have we got Nero not just fiddling. We got Nero stashing classified documents while Rome burns. So this is insanity.
Absolutely. TheNationWillFollow.com for his book. Thank you for agreeing to this quick update tonight, Colonel.
You got it, Brandon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colonel John Mills.